All right, where are we starting? What are we doing? What do we got?
Well, Dave Portnoy had quite a day yesterday.
I saw that.
I don't know if you're interested in talking
about
that. I
did watch him with Tucker. I saw it. I just watched that this morning. And I saw his, obviously I saw his thing we didn't get to it yesterday. I saw
his rant.
I mean, it's no different really than what we've been saying, really. I mean, it's just common sense. The thing is flattened, and now, you know, as you saw, New York extending theirs to the middle of June. I don't know what Baker's going to do Monday.
I reached out to some of our sponsors who have brick-and-mortar locations in Massachusetts to say, hey, have you had any indication from Charlie Baker as to what phase you apply to? They said, nope. No, so we're gonna find out on Monday.
We'll figure it out.
So how much is Baker worth? He was the CEO of, what was the CEO of?
The health insurance company. No, not MassHealth. No, Harvard Pilgrim, I think.
Yeah. How much do you think he was making a year there?
$500,000 a year.
Right. So he's probably, he makes what is this governor? 250 grand? He's the highest paid governor in the country.
Is he really?
Yeah, there was.
The governor of Maine, when LePage was governor, he was making like 70 grand a year.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's what they
should be. There's not a standard amount. That's what they should be making.
Well, I mean, each state by state, right?
Charlie Baker's net worth, according to Trend Celebs Now, is between 1 and 5 million.
Okay, well, I mean, I would say it's more than 1 million if he was the CEO of freaking Pilgrim.
His pay is above 250 grand, according to the Boston Herald.
And at the time when he was the highest, I know he was the highest governor at the time. So I don't know this. I haven't looked. I should before I ask these questions. Has he taken a pay cut during this?
I have not read. I feel like that would be trumpeted pretty loudly.
I mean, you know, shouldn't he?
You would think.
So he took in December of 2018, Charlie Baker is cashing big as the Herald. 2019, taking a 67% boost in compensation, including a $65,000 housing allowance, even though he lives in a $1 million place in Swampscott. He lives in Swampscott, which I know most people, or a lot of people, aren't from Massachusetts. It's a very nice town. It's where Dave's from.
Yes.
Isn't it?
Correct.
That's a big money town. He's set to become among the highest paid governors in the nation. The state chief executive with the highest base salary in the country is the governor of California, makes 202 grand a year. With the housing allowance, $65,000 a year in housing allowance for the governor who has a house in Swampscott.
Yes.
Hey, so, you haven't heard of any
so,
government
so far, according to the controller's office, so far this year, Charlie's made 64 grand.
He's made 64 grand.
So far
14
this year.
Grand more than the paid off for that woman whose breast is son groped on the plane, right?
Allegedly.
Well, no, he groped her.
Oh, yeah. No. The payoff is alleged.
But we've been told that, correct?
Correct.
Yes. As have I, by more than one source. 25 grand a boob. So,
did he get each in that?
Yeah.
A handful?
Charlie Baker, this scumbag, this asshole. Is he taking the pay cut? Can we find out? And again, that's alleged, the grabbing and the money, but that's what we've heard. So, you know, he can't afford to take a pay cut. God knows what AJ's up to or freaking trip. Let's face it. I'll say
it adds up.
He's got to have that rainy day fund, you know?
Well, I think Charlie should, you know, again, people whisper. I'd say he may have a rainy day fund, and I'm not saying for AJ. He lives in a 10-room mansion near the ocean in Swampscott that's currently assessed at $1.12 million, 6 bedrooms. And 3.5 bathrooms.
So yeah, it's probably worth more than
fucking
one.
Fucking asshole!
He's living like MHB.
Is telling some guy who, when you drive by, or some guy who owns a fucking what? You name it. We've done this in a dry cleaning company. I don't know if they're open or not right now. You know, telling that guy who literally is broke and is fucking terrified that he's going to lose everything. He's got kids. This asshole is waiting till Monday to decide to do that. Can we find out? Who can we call to see if he's taking the pay cut? I mean, I don't want to. Maybe he's taking the 70% pay cut. We would have read that, though, right? I mean, we would have read that.
Yeah.
We can call his press secretary.
Give her a call. Charlie Baker pay cut, when you Google it, it doesn't have anything. So
maybe.
No, that would have been all over the place.
No, maybe he took a pay cut and just didn't tell anybody about it.
Could be.
Yeah, man. Very generous guy.
I mean, this guy's unbelievable. What a scumbag. And he's doing this thing. He's making these people wait. These fucking people. You talk to people who own businesses. They're fucked. You know, the worst, this is going to be worse than the Great Depression. And this guy's whole, because of what? Because why?
You know, it's weird because I think Portnoy actually made a decent point yesterday when he was like, you know, I worked the first part of my career to try to create this business. And if COVID had hit at that time, I'd be fucked.
Right. Of course.
It's, like, it's kind of funny that Portnoy is more in touch with what struggling entrepreneurs are trying to go through than like Charlie Baker.
Not surprising to me at all.
Any governor, any politician.
He built a company. What politicians have built companies? Most of them haven't.
Trump.
Yeah, Trump. Yeah, Trump. You have people like Marty Walsh who've never had a job in their life. They're too busy, you know, shaking down people. They're union thugs, you know, grifting money over to his stupid girlfriend.
Would you like to give Press Secretary Finlaw a call?
Sure. She won't answer, but sure, why not?
You might.
I think it's
going to thank you for calling the office of Governor Charlie Baker. Our staff is here to help Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. If this is an emergency, please hang up and dial 911.
Yeah.
Who the hell would call the fucking governor?
Ah, shit. I'm bleeding out. I thought the governor would help me.
They're so dumb. They're so stupid. Who can we call? It's got to be somebody who would tell us if... I just want to be sure. I mean, this guy is making $250,000 a year. He's telling... He's the highest paid governor in America. It's a $65,000 housing allowance and already owns a home. Probably owns two homes, I'm sure. And he's telling people to be patient and hold off. Has he taken the pay cut? That's what I want to know.
No.
Has Cuomo, another guy who's never done anything in his life, another government shithead, is he? Of course not.
No.
Meanwhile, the president, who, you know, I don't have a lot of use for, and I understand he's rich, he donates a salary every year, right?
I believe so.
He donates it back to the VA or different department of the government.
You know, this is from Matt Stout, another loser from the Globe. I hope fucking whatever. He intends to collect nearly $100,000 in additional annual pay and benefits, pushing his lieutenant governor, who literally does nothing, makes $165,000. What does she do? Karen Pulido.
She fundraises.
Yeah. With her stupid brother. He's that radio guy in Worcester, right?
Oh.
He ripped our show once.
Right,
he's fucking piece of shit. He's the legislator. I mean, it's amazing. It's amazing. The lieutenant governor makes 100 is right now. As people are fucking trying to get their jobs and the economy's going on the shitter. Unless this dummy is taking a pay cut, this Karen Pulido, she's making $165,000 right now to do what? To stand next to him at those press conferences?
No, she literally just goes out and fundraises and meets with business owners and coordinates favors and stuff. And supposedly, if Charlie Baker becomes incapacitated, then she'll take over.
Fucking unbelievable.
Yeah, you haven't heard that brought up at all.
Unbelievable.
God forbid you play a round of golf.
Yeah, no shit. You can do anything. The fuck? I mean, really? And 80% of you people in this state that I live in think he does a good job? You're fucking idiots.
That's because he doesn't do anything controversial.
Well, I mean, he's fucking...
I mean, now it should be, yes.
Like a prison warden right now.
He doesn't do anything that's useful. He doesn't take any risks that might benefit people.
I mean, I want to talk to somebody. I want to get somebody on the phone. But that's a main number. Obviously, nobody's in that office right now. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
They're not going to answer.
No, you might get transferred to someone, maybe? I don't know how they're operating.
No, I mean, they'd have to be, like, manning the phones.
Yeah, the place is probably closed, right?
Yeah.
Like, we would need...
Again, if he's taking a pay cut right now, that's good for him, but I've seen it nowhere.
No, that would be reported all over the place. They'd be celebrating.
December 2018, Charlie Baker certified a 6% pay raise this week for lawmakers. Jesus.
Yeah, that one was
$68,854 housing allowance. What the fuck does that mean? What does that mean? I know what it means, but why does...
It's a bullshit way to give him additional pay without having to report it officially as part of his salary.
Do you idiots know you're paying for this fucking moron to do this? And by the way, some of that money probably went to paying off his kid. Really? I mean, it's like paying off Matt Lauer or somebody. I mean, what the fuck? AJ Baker, that creep. I mean, Jesus. Holy fuck. I mean, give Portnoy credit. I mean, he was good on Tucker last night. He's making sense. He's saying things to people. And again, he's saying it like I'm saying it. Nobody's asking you to go out and run around and fucking spit on people and put on a mask and fucking go outside. What, you know, we were told, like Dave said, we were told we're going to flatten this thing and get back to work. It's been flattened.
Yeah, now we need a cure.
And if it gets, yeah. And here's the other thing. Well, first of all, speaking of Dave, the Dave Porter Memorial 5K is coming a week from tomorrow. If you brought your ticket, then you need to download the Charge Running app to participate. Charge Running app has partnered with us so that all the runners can compete wherever they run the race and hear the same broadcast. If you had trouble getting motivated to run in the past, then the Charge Running app can help you out. A certified running coach will guide you and other runners through a live workout, provide you with training tips, and keep you motivated with a playlist of the best workout songs. Very simple. Download the Charge Running app and try it risk-free for 2 weeks. To download, go to chargerunning.com/Kirk, chargerunning.com/Kirk. They're the app partner for Dave's race on a week from Saturday, May 23rd. Go to chargerunning.com/Kirk. Download the app on your smartphone today. chargerunning.com/KIRK. Also this, I'm not some wacko like Jenny McCarthy or something, but the idea that they're rushing this fucking vaccine, the idea I'm going to put that in my body, you're out of your fucking mind. What the fuck are we talking about here?
Fauci originally said it would take like a year.
They're going
to
rush it? It's going
to
be, who the fuck knows? They don't know what it is. They're not going to really test it. I'm a perfectly healthy 45-year-old.
There's only one vaccine I want to take, and that's the one Lucky Strike is working on.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, oh shit.
Lucky Strike is in trials right now on their cure.
Injecting tar into your
45-year-old healthy person taking this vaccine, you're a fucking lunatic.
Yeah.
It's like the flu vaccines. It's like the flu shot. Some years it works, some years it doesn't. We've all probably had it. If you're a person who's older,
flu.
Or if you have a compromised immune system, then take it if you want to take it. But if you're a healthy person, you're fucking batshit crazy.
Yeah.
To fucking take it. In my opinion. I mean, take it if you want, but why? Why would you put that shit in your body if you have no... Now, there's other stuff that's been tested over time and decades and years. But I'm not jamming the newest fucking thing that you know they're going to rush out because people are panicking. And put it in your body and God knows what the fucking symptoms or side effects will be 4, 5, 6 years from now.
I mean, you could say the same
way
with coronavirus. Like what are the lingering effects going to be for people who are infected now 4 years from
now?
No
clue. That's the thing. No idea.
I think the better thing would be if they have treatments. Like if they've got people who are in a hospital bed struggling to breathe and they give them a potential treatment and they turn around completely, I'm fine with that. Like if I've already got coronavirus, what the hell? Roll the dice.
Well, it's different. Yeah. But I mean, you know, it's a hard no for me. I ain't passing on that.
People want to rush to do it because they want to be partisan. It's like we talk about like with Twitter shit. Like people want to just that they took the vaccine.
Well, I think they also think it'll, I mean, some of them foolishly think it'll make it go away.
Which, if they don't even have it yet, I'm saying the people that are that want to take it that have no real, I mean, might have symptoms, but don't know for sure they have it.
But I mean, it's like but just because you don't have the flu, people do take the flu shot. But yeah. That's been tested for years. Yeah, but it's hit or miss. There are years I don't take it and I don't get it. There are years I take it and get it. Like there's no, for me it's a no. I mean, I maybe 10 years from now I would do it.
Yeah, I hadn't really thought about it until you were just now with you talking about it. But yeah, I'm probably a no as well. Yeah,
I've never had a flu shot.
I'm not anti-vaxxer or anything.
No, I'm not
like,
either.
By any stretch.
Nor am I. Not at all.
I'll just wait a little while.
Jenny McCarthy or these other people who rant and rave and it just sounds crazy, but I don't fucking know what this is going
to
do.
I will say the idea of not being able to breathe and being intubated and everything is terrifying. Like,
of course.
Just like the claustrophobia of your lungs not working.
Of course. Absolutely.
It's also easier for us to say though because none of us have had symptoms really. Like, none of us think we're going to die from coronavirus.
Either. I don't know. I've had symptoms like 3 or 4 times.
Like, really?
Yeah. Remember.
I mean, I'm talking like a
severe. Remember the time we were having that conference call about whatever show we were doing, and I had to delay because I had to go get out a thermometer because I had actually popped a fever on my first my first thermometer. There was like 15 minutes where I was like, oh fuck, it's the coronavirus, I'm done.
Yeah, but I mean, I think even if you've had the symptoms, I just wouldn't take it the first year because I don't trust it. I just know they're rushing it right now. You know they're blowing through it and you don't, don't know what the law, how would they possibly know what the long-term effects are? You can't, there are none right now because it doesn't exist.
Well, you saw the Abbott Labs antibody test that they were using at the White House to see whether it was like 50% wrong.
Right, that's what I mean.
So it was hailed as like some big event and it was going to turn the tide in the war against coronavirus.
So that's the thing, when these idiots like Baker and these other people say, well, when we get to the vaccine, then we can live life again, the new normal. Why? How do we know it's going to work?
Well,
things never work.
When Fauci was on Pardon My Take, I remember he said minimum of a year to get a real vaccine. So now it's just, well, we figured something out. Like, it's fine.
Yeah, maybe.
But
maybe.
He said generally, it's all like for anything. It's
of course.
Year.
And maybe the vaccine will be great. Maybe it'll be a panacea and I'll be wrong. And I hope I am.
I was listening to your guy yesterday, Cooner, talking about Fauci, and he was calling him Dr. Death and comparing him to Joseph Mengele.
I mean, there are comparisons to be made, but I mean, I don't even blame him. He's doing his job. He's not supposed to be like his positive. Well, no, but I mean, his message should not be about boosting the economy.
No,
he's a doctor. That's not his position. Like, his job is to be asked questions and answer them soberly and medically. Like, so when people get mad at him, they really shouldn't get mad at him. It's not his fault. The issue is the government. Trump has been all over the place. This is both sides. It's Democrats like Charlie Baker, who is a fucking Democrat. I don't care what letter is next to his name. And guys like Trump, they've butchered this thing from the fucking start. They don't know what to do. And right now, it is time to open up everything again. It's wisely, smartly. Again, I'm not saying open up fucking malls and be packed. It's not that hard to do. But I've heard people say that they're giving these business owners shit that if they open the place, they have to pay 100% of their employees all their salary once these places open up.
Yeah, that's
again.
Good.
Well, how are they going to do that? 25% yeah. capacity to a restaurant, and you expect them to pay everybody? Like, what? I understand these government people have never had jobs before, ever in their lives, so they don't really know what it's like. They have no actual pressure. They can have housing allowances and. Honestly, look up the duties of the lieutenant governor. I would love. Can we call the lieutenant governor's office? Let's call her office. I mean, we pay for her fucking salary, right?
I suspect we'll get the same
probably
service.
I know that if you get her cell phone number from time to time, she'll answer a random number.
Do you have her cell phone number?
I do not have her cell phone number, but Howie did. Howie cold called her one time and she picked up.
Oh, I guess Howie probably won't give you the number right now, huh?
Yeah, probably not.
She was elected. This is her. She's a Republican member of the Massachusetts House of Representatives from 2001 to 2011.
So she's been overpaid for a long time. So some people, if you live in New Hampshire, you might not understand, but House of Representatives in Massachusetts, you're paid like minimum $85,000 right. a year.
She was a lawyer for a couple of years, and then in 2001, she was like, you know what? Let's just start scamming the ghosts. Let's just start scamming the people. So she's been doing that she's been in government for 20 years. Making millions of dollars, and now she's the lieutenant governor of Massachusetts, which means she does nothing. Nothing. She, I'm sorry, issues in record. Socially, yeah, there you go. I mean, she opposed Trump's executive order to build a wall. There you go. So, I mean, she just sits around all day. I mean, she has no actual duties, and you're paying her $165,000, and she's, and Charlie Baker are telling you when you can and not go outside and what you can put on your face when you go outside. Again, I'm happy to play along. If I think it helps people, like Dave said, if you think it helps people and saves a life or two, or you make people feel older people feel better when they're walking, fine, I'll play ball for a while. But it's all bullshit. It's all window dressing. Nobody knows a fucking thing.
Also, people aren't playing ball, to be fair. Like, in my neighborhood, no one's wearing a mask. I'm the only asshole wearing a mask.
Yeah, most people aren't. Yeah. And that's fine, too. I'm past it. Whatever. If you're outside, I read things where they say you can't even fucking get it from going when you're outside. So who the fuck knows?
I think I might have Karen Polito's number.
Let's call the lieutenant governor of the Commonwealth of Massachusetts, Karen Polito.
Maybe she'll answer.
Carol.
No. You reached who?
I think he said Carol.
Oh.
Karen, maybe?
Or maybe it was Karen, I don't know.
There you go. In the ExpressVPN, Steve, you make these calls. ExpressVPN.com/Minahan. Extra 3 months free on a one-year package. ExpressVPN has an IP address that's shared among thousands of users. That means everything you do is anonymous. Can't be traced back to you. ExpressVPN.com/Minahan. ExpressVPN.com/Minahan. All the TV, all the pornography. All the privacy you want, your computer, tablet, smartphone. ExpressVPN has you covered on every device. Simply tap one button and you're protected. Fastest and most trusted VPN on the market. It's rated number one by Wired, The Verge, countless more. They cannot see what sites you visit. Instead, your internet connection is rerouted through ExpressVPN secure servers. Very, very, very safe. You're not going to get safer than that. And all the TV you want, all the stuff you want. ExpressVPN.com/Minahan. ExpressVPN.com/MINIHANE. What else we got?
Well, you had a busy day on Cameo yesterday. I see on Twitter the requests are continuing to pile up.
Continuing to pile up. I did a bunch yesterday. I'll do a few more today, and I think I'll wrap it up. I think today's my last day, I think.
Oh, really?
I think so. Yeah, I mean, the requests
are
still
up, folks.
How do you...
Cameo Jesus is about to ascend.
Yeah, I'm done. how much... So when you get out...
It should show a total on your phone, right?
You can see. If you click the bottom right icon, furthest to the right,
yeah,
it'll show you how many you've done and how much money you've made.
Why is my profile changed from Dale Bear to my own picture? Who did that?
Probably.
Is it a video of you? Is it a picture of a video you made?
No, I bet Cameo did it.
Why?
I don't know. They probably didn't like the picture of the bear. I don't know.
What do they care?
They get a little full of themselves.
They get a little taste of the action.
I know, but why would they change my picture?
They probably think if it's a picture of you, people are more likely to book stuff.
Why?
I don't know.
People know what it is.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know.
Just wait till you start. I mean,
they're the only people who possibly could have changed it, unless like Mike took your phone.
Yeah. True. What's that?
Oh, I said just wait till you start getting texts from whoever your handler is. You're assigned a person.
Oh no, they know better.
Hey man, I'm Nate.
No, they know better than that.
Oh good,
yeah. I haven't gotten to that yet.
I've been texting.
No, I got a day left in this, and I'm retiring. So yeah, we'll raise our money. Happy to do it and move on.
Yeah, so I think we're well over 30 grand for the for Baby Mancock.
Good, that's very great, good. Fantastic. What was I going to say about that? I forget. Yeah, so I'll do a few more of those today and be done with them. Hopefully on Saturday. I think I have 40 left or so. Then we'll be done. Hopefully for good with that. What else? Anything else?
Well, I think I'm going to change my phone number.
Why is that?
The Lambly is after me again last night.
Again?
Yes.
Yeah. What happened?
Just random spurts.
From like 10:20 to 11 o'clock, I got another 10 phone calls.
Oh, jeez.
All from 207 numbers. And Jesus. At like random moments throughout the day, I'll get like a burst of 5 phone calls from unlisted numbers.
You change your phone number?
I think I've got to. What am I going to do?
I said that seems extreme only because there's going to be numbers he loses that he doesn't realize he's losing. Or I'm sorry, people won't have his number.
But am I just going to like live?
They'll also go away. I mean, they're going to go away. It's only been a week.
Yeah. Look at Tyre.
I don't think that they will. I think that they've set up some kind of like robocalling mechanism. I think you're underestimating the Lambly. Like,
could be.
Seriously, the numbers I
you had some system that blocked them or something.
Well, I do. I set it up so that numbers I don't have in my contacts go directly to voicemail, but then I miss some numbers. Sometimes people call that I don't have my contacts and I need to pick up, like if it's Karen Polito calling me back or guests for the show calling me back. So there's definitely a downside to that, but the Lambly is living rent-free in my
head. I don't think you can change
right
your phone number for your job. I don't think you can.
Why can't I?
I mean, you've made enough too many contacts.
Yeah,
either
but
way,
I just poured them. I just poured
clearly
them over.
They've won. Obviously.
You did? Well, then change your number if you want.
And it's obviously it's clear as well that like Portnoy, for example, hasn't saved my number.
No,
to
I would
his
say
contacts.
Probably
has
not. You think you would have?
Dave, well, please.
No. See, the thing is, every time I call him to come on the show, he immediately picks up, and it's like there's no who is this kind of stuff. But I texted him yesterday, and he was like, "Who the fuck is texting me from this number?"
Did you tell him who it was?
No, he never texted me back. I had to text Big Cat and just be like, "Hey, just this is what's going on."
Concerning warning.
Jesus, there you go.
So I don't think I lose anything professionally if I change my phone
change
number.
It. You should change it then.
Yeah, I mean, I gotta get out. I mean, I thought that the revealing my number to the Minifans was gonna be bad, but the Lambly are much worse. Oh, by speaking of the Lambly war, Chris has crawled back onto Twitter.
Yes, he apologized.
Oh, did he really?
Yes.
He's back?
Yeah,
fantastic.
He's back.
Fantastic.
Somehow, thank still God. Not the most pathetic Minifan performance in the last week.
No, that's probably true. Jesus. All right, simplysafe.com/Kirk. You get free shipping and a 60-day risk-free trial. Simplysafe.com/Kirk. You make sure they know our show sent you. No technician. You guys know the drill, but I've told you this a million times. If you don't have SimpliSafe right now, you're crazy. Go to it. For 50 cents a day, no outrageous monthly fees, no two-year contract, no technician. Salesperson needs to come and disrupt your house. Very, very, very easy. Comprehensive protection for your home. Long time partners of the Kirk Minahan Show, I think since week one. Simplysafe.com/Kirk. Free shipping and a 60-day risk-free trial. That's simplysafe.com/KIRK to make sure they know that our show sent you. The great people at SimpliSafe, we love them. Keep your house nice and safe. It's the only way to go. Simplysafe.com/Kirk, a 60-day risk-free trial. If you go to simplysafe.com/KIRK. Anything else?
It was, from what we were talking about before, it was funny to hear. I had Fox News on this morning, and they referred to Portnoy as a cultural icon, and the two guys they were quoting as, like, leaders in the opinions of COVID-19 were Dave Portnoy and Joe Rogan.
There you go.
It was like, imagine 2010 if someone told you that.
Yeah, Rogan said he's moving or something?
Yeah, he's floating the idea of moving to Texas, which he should have done a long time ago because Texas doesn't have an income tax.
Well, I mean, but it's my family in California.
I think he's in LA because of stand-up, but Steve was pointing out he could just go back and forth, I guess, just as easily.
He could get a private plane at this point.
What's the income tax in California? I would assume it's 10-12%, yeah. I would assume. He can give himself a 10% raise on all that podcast income immediately.
Well, I'm sure he's kicked it around his head already, right?
Yeah.
I would think.
Look it up.
Yeah, what is it?
I think he's
12.3% is the highest tax rate.
In California?
Yes.
What's it in Texas?
Zero.
Zero. Texas.
Yeah, Texas has no income tax. Texas, Florida, New Hampshire.
I mean, Florida.
Yeah.
There's
a handful of states with no state income tax. They make it up on like property and business.
Well, Texas will change in the future is my suspicion.
Well, yeah, if people from California keep moving there and voting for it to be more like California.
And others. I think it could definitely change. It wouldn't surprise me.
Yeah, that's a possibility.
What were you going
to
say, Mike?
Oh, just that Rogan's talked about that for a while. Like, he's talked about wanting to move to Colorado for a long time. Like, he's talked about getting out of L.A. for a while.
This might accelerate it.
Yeah.
I mean, they closed California for what? Through the end of the summer again? Like Massachusetts, basically?
I mean, I don't know. And again,
there's nothing left to say. It's incredible. Everyone's trying. I think everyone is trying as hard as they can. Some people have fucked up. Some people have been flagrant, but not by and large. People leave each other alone. They fucking stay away from each other. There's no big gatherings.
Don't we also have to look at Georgia? I mean, 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, maybe we were saying, oh, Georgia's going to open up. And
yeah, that'll be the tell.
Who knows? Like, Georgia, oh, it's going to be so bloody.
But this?
Their curve has been very flat since
they opened
up. We're
now 12, 13 days removed from that state house gathering. Has there been a big...
Nope.
Has anybody checked with those people?
Oh, that's true, yeah.
I mean, I don't know. Has there been a big...
There hasn't been a surge in cases. You would assume they'd all be showing up at the hospital. But I'm willing to bet that the Boston Globe followed up on that and didn't find what they were looking for, so we haven't seen a story.
That's probably true.
Every time you do see that, it's like, oh, one protester in Michigan now has coronavirus. It's like, well, yeah, that's one guy.
Have we seen Cooner's ratings dip yet?
That's a good question.
That would be the tell.
Good for them. Yeah, I don't know. But I just get worked up because I hate Baker so much. He took shots at me when I was down. So I would really love to show what a fucking phony this guy is. But damn, what are you going to... I mean, nobody does anything. Nobody writes anything. Nobody follows up. That A.J. Baker thing floated away. It was just done. Nobody ever asked him about it. Nobody ever fought. It's just bizarre. Nobody, you know, is it possible? Is it just, and again, I'm just thinking like a journalist. Is it possible the governor of Massachusetts may have had some power and strong-armed people into dropping a case? Or, I mean, is it possible?
Oh, it could even be that it was unspoken.
Right.
Like the state troopers just knew better.
Yeah, that's all. I mean, maybe nothing happened at all and they did it. Maybe A.J. Baker did nothing.
So it's like a suicide on a yacht. It's not worth reporting,
right.
You know?
Well, I mean,
people who know, I guess for people who don't know, the reason why it never became a case is because the state troopers never arrested him. They just made an incident report. So there's no record. There's nothing to follow up on. Right. He was questioned, but he was never arrested. So that eliminates a lot of the formalities, like the legal proceedings, basically. And because it happened on a JetBlue flight, it becomes a federal investigation. And Andrew Lelling, the U.S. attorney, won't say, no, we're exonerating him. We're declining prosecution because they just, as a matter of practice, don't comment on that kind of
shit. I'm just amazed that, you know, if we're wrong, we're wrong. I'm just amazed that nobody has written or nobody's brought up the fact that Baker hasn't taken the pay cut.
No, you're right.
Once you said that, I was like, oh, holy shit, one's talked about that at all.
I don't think, there's nobody that we can get called to confirm that? It seems impossible.
It'll take a couple of calls.
Let's just call a bunch of reps, state reps. Let's call a bunch of, let's just talk to people. I don't know if anybody's willing to take a pay cut yet. You know, the biggest phonies of them all. They don't do a goddamn thing. They don't work at all.
I think Curtatone makes a lot of money.
He makes...
he does. He's making healthy six figures.
Because he's fighting people for Matt. I'm sure he has.
Right. He's probably making like 150, I would assume.
Is he really?
I would assume, yeah.
Jesus.
Mayor of Somerville.
That's just the money we know about. Trust me, there's a lot more there.
$179.
Oh. Is that unbelievable?
How does that feel, Mike? makes me feel bad.
Well, we do about the same amount of work
here. To be a fucking mayor of Somerville. Oh my God.
His net worth is supposedly $17 million.
Jesus.
To Curtatone?
Jesus. Yeah.
For what did he do?
Broke a lot of knees.
A lot of money to be made in corrupt real estate deals.
He's been a mayor the last 18 years.
I mean, yeah, I'm looking at
a lawyer. I know that, but
I'm looking at Somerville Weekly News.
How is he worth $17 million? He was an alderman for 8 years and was elected mayor in 2003.
So the mayor of the, what, eighth largest city in Massachusetts? Or?
This is 2015. Curtatone was sued in a civil case alleging he violated the civil rights of a Somerville High soccer player accused of rape. I was not aware of that.
Hmm. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. That story doesn't really cite anything. It just throws the $17 million out there.
Well, can we call the mayor's office? Are they there?
I'm willing to bet that they're all work from home. I mean, coronavirus area is a good time to be a government employee.
That's true.
Think about it. I mean, how many, in Charlie and Joe's defense, not a single government employee has lost a dime throughout this entire thing.
You don't have a single congressperson's phone number or select, nothing, nobody's rep?
Only ones that are out of office now.
Well, okay. I mean, I just have to get the answer before we go, I rant and rave some more. I mean, but I would think... We would have read they would have all pledged. Is Marty Walsh taking the pay cut?
No. Again, you would have heard about it.
Yeah. I mean, every single one of them would have been screaming from, screaming to the Boston Globe that they'd taken a pay cut.
I would think.
I wouldn't even have to. The Globe would love celebrating.
That's true.
For that.
Marty Walsh, pay cut. I don't see it. 80,000 Boston City employees took home 100,000 or more last year.
It's pretty good.
It's fucking incredible. $175,000 for Marty Walsh.
Like, if you're a state trooper or a EMT or something like that, I mean, you're still working. You're probably working harder because of the coronavirus era.
Sure, I don't mind that.
But if you're just like if you're a clerk or some secretary, and you've been working from home, you're not doing your work from home.
I mean, Howie writes these all the couple times a year, these fucking judges with their, I mean, it's just ridiculous.
Did you say $175,000 for Marty Walsh?
Yeah.
So Curtatone makes more?
I guess.
How is that possible?
I don't know.
That seems odd.
Yeah, who knows? Maybe he's been there longer. I don't know.
Yeah, it's always just like it's fights between the city council and the mayor's office because the city council will determine who gets paid. So maybe Curtatone's done a few more favors for his city council.
That I have no doubt. Walsh unveiled the salaries of his key advisors. Well, that links to some sort. It's not there.
The advisors of LB Strategies, man.
I mean, the El Paso mayor makes $240,000.
Jesus.
That's incredible. Incredible.
There's tough work.
Oh, yeah. 100 and Jesus, that's unbelievable.
All right, we can call Bob DeLeo.
Yeah, where is he now? He's gone, isn't he?
He's a Speaker of the House.
You have his phone number?
Yeah.
All right.
It's his publicly listed phone number.
What's his salary? Let me see here.
Since he's in leadership, he gets all the so he'll have the base salary of like 85 or 90.
But he has
then he'll have like 25 or 30K for being a speaker, and he'll have some chairmanships and stuff.
Oh, it's called Bob.
You have reached the office of Speaker Robert DeLeo.
These are not.
If you know your party extension, please.
It's only 9 a.m.
Well, they're not going to be there. I mean, his defense. He's not actually going to be in his office.
Wouldn't they just forward all their calls to their phones?
No? I guess. I mean, they're a bunch of, They should. But of course, they won't. They don't care. I mean, could it be more clear they don't care about us? It's unbelievable.
You're damn right.
Fucking crazy. And legitimate business owners. I actually feel bad for these people. It's fucked up. They're gonna lose their fucking jobs. People are gonna lose their jobs.
You know who does care about us? Portnoy Musk, 2020.
I guess. I told people Dave's gonna be president one day. I believe it. I fucking believe he's still alive. He'll be president one day.
I know. They all said no one predicted it.
Who are you looking for, Steve? Who are you looking for
Bob DeLeo. So.
All right. While you look up that hydrant, 25% off your first order. Drinkhydrant.com. Enter my name, Kirk, at checkout, K-I-R-K. Drinkhydrant.com. Enter the promo code Kirk. What is hydrant? Very simple. A created electrolyte packet they've done for you that mixed directly into water to efficiently and effectively hydrate your body. Plus, it is delicious. I can tell you I'm doing the grapefruit all week. A little bit of lime now as well. Workout morning recovery. Went for a long run this morning. Or just everyday hydration. No more headaches. My migraines are gone. Just a buck a packet for a 30-day supply bonus. You save even more with a monthly subscription. That's a win right there. And you get 25% off your first order. Go to drinkhydrant.com. Drinkhydrant.com. Enter promo code Kirk. I've seen people tweeting this at me the last couple of days. Thank you for that. Enter my name at checkout, K-I-R-K, drinkhydrant.com, promo code Kirk. 25% off your first order, drinkhydrant.com, promo code K-I-R-K. How are we doing there, Steve?
Not great.
No?
These lawmakers don't put their cell phone numbers online,
It's really strange that it's weird how inaccessible they are. I'm trying to get somebody we don't have Curtatone's number, right?
No.
We
can try calling Mark Pacheco.
How'd you call him the first time?
How do I know Mark? What do you mean? Well, I called his office.
Oh,
yeah. Well, I think when we did the call, they called you.
Yeah, I mean, I thought it was. Gotcha. When they think you're writing for the Globe,
you get right through.
Is he still Pacheco still there?
He's a senator. Yeah.
Yeah. This is his office number.
I
don't want to call everyone's office number. No one's going to answer.
You have reached the campaign office of State Senator. Right.
Yeah, I mean, no one's going to. Unless we have their actual phone numbers, they're not going to answer it because no one's going to be there. You know?
Looks like it's not going to happen.
I guess not.
We'll never get these answers.
I guess not. All right. Well, let me think. Anything else?
Joe Buck is a liar, apparently. I don't know if you saw this story.
I don't know. I did not. I hate Joe Buck.
Joe Buck went on with our good friend Andy Cohen on his Sirius show.
Oh, yeah. He's friends with part of my take.
It was a lot of laughs. Joe Buck. They kind of like revived him in a weird way.
Yeah. I don't have a lot of use for him, but he's fine. But I just think he's a phony.
So he goes on and says, they're talking about what the NFL season is going to look like. And Buck says, it's now just like a settled fact that they're going to pipe in crowd noise.
Yeah, and they have fans.
And they're going to have to like adjust the crowd noise if something happens. Like if there's a catch, someone's going to have to spike the crowd noise like people are cheering. And then when they do a wide shot of the stadium, they're going to have to simulate a crowd. And now he's walking back and saying that that's not what he meant at all.
Okay, I mean, I don't care about that. I care about nothing, but I mean, I would say I definitely don't care about that.
Care about that the least. There was a weird headline, though, yesterday that Boomer Esiason, like in response to that, the headline was Boomer Esiason says he doesn't know if CBS is going to do this. I was like, why is this news?
What, you said in the show or something?
Yeah, I guess so.
Jesus Christ. Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, I will say, I think that it'd be really weird if they did that. But on the other hand, if you watch the WWE, it looks really, really strange not to have crowd noise.
They'll do something if they do it. But there's also, there'll be some crowd at those games, though, I think. I do think there'll be people there. I think, I don't know. Who the fuck knows? I don't care. I mean, if they play the NFL, great. If they don't, great. If they don't, it seems to me to be insane. But, I mean, the NFL is literally, I'm making up a number here. Between television rights, between advertising, between everything involved in it, between gambling, between fantasy football, between people going on buying chips and beer and fucking hot dogs and chili and shit, it is a fucking $30 billion a year industry for America. Whatever. I mean, pick the number.
Probably more than that.
The television rights themselves are billions of dollars. Fantasy football itself is billions of dollars. Gambling now is insane. Is it beer? Fucking alcohol?
I was going to say, if Bezos is going to be worth a trillion soon, then NFL is going to be up there.
Yeah, I mean, just for a year in, year out, every Sunday, what it means, and now Monday and Thursday for America, it's fucking insane. It's got to be. Has to be.
I do wonder what part of their revenue is ticket sales and like actually having crowds at the games. Because
great, but they don't care.
But the advertising, the rights is probably more than that, I would imagine.
For TV?
Yeah, I'm betting that it's just a small percentage of their total revenue.
Not even close. The thing that sucks though is
if you're working at Gillette and you're selling hot dogs or beer or something like that and you're out of a job now, that kind of sucks.
Oh, that totally sucks. Yeah, absolutely. I hope it's not the case, but I'm saying they look at that the gate's a lot of money. It's some stadiums 100,000 seats. It's a lot of money in the beer and the fucking PSLs and the fucking program, just shirts, shit you don't even think about.
But for the NFL, it's different than every other sport because it's 8 games as opposed to 80.
And they could live without, but they don't want to. But they could, just TV alone. I don't know what CBS's last contract was with the NFL, but it had to have been, I mean, Jesus.
Insane, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, CBS NFL contract has to be just an insane number. Yeah, I don't see the numbers for it here anyway, but it's it's valued at one, it's $1 billion a year, $10 billion over the life of the contract, $10 billion.
For just CBS?
For CBS.
So add that to Fox, ESPN.
Yeah, Fox is probably about the same, and ESPN is probably a little less, right? But I mean, when you wrap it all up, it's probably $3 billion a year.
Yeah.
And Amazon has games now and just stupid shit like that, where it's probably a $3-4 billion a year industry for TV.
Right.
So, obviously it's they want these 80,000 seats sold, of course, but they can live without it.
I mean, they'll probably sell, 30,000 seats?
I don't know
if we're going to be able to do any, right?
But California, if California is shut down until September, if Massachusetts is shut down until September, They're not going to have games.
Yeah, but I mean, whatever the phases are, it would be easy enough from a programming perspective to only make available a certain number of seats, like space them out. So like every sixth seat is available for sale.
Could be.
And then you sell them that way.
Could be.
I mean, the boxes will still be open. There are some limited sections that they could still open.
Yeah, could be.
And by then they'll say, well, you're outside and we know that the transmission of the virus is limited outside. So I don't know. I think it'd be easy enough for them to make an argument. Plus, we know that the NFL owners are good friends with the commander in chief.
Well, so
that
some are. Some are. That's true. Yeah. That's true. All right. What else? Anything else before we wrap this up?
I mean, I assume you don't want to talk about the fallout from yesterday.
We can talk about it if you want. That'd be fine by me.
I was just curious what you thought of like the likes of Matt from Providence's response.
I saw some of it. I mean,
it's a whiny little bitch throwing me under the bus.
I mean, he's a fucking loser. Whatever, it's fine. I mean, it's just are what they are. I mean, there are people like that, like Matt and Adam. Those guys, yeah. they got a little too close to the sun, and now they, you know, they're doing what they do, and it's fine. You want to say you're joking around? No big deal. You want to do this? You want to do that? You want to say that? You know, you send me literally, I mean, I'm trying to be respectful and not read when people send me these personal things about what they're going through, but then they go out and call me a liar on your show.
Right.
And they say that, you know, they, first of all, the idea that I lumped those two in with the people who said that the charity thing was a scam, I never did that.
Well, it's just a little, it was a rhetorical shelter for them to hide in.
I just didn't do it. I mean, right. I didn't say that. And secondly, you know, I mean, I don't know. Only because he called it out. I mean, if he didn't call it, I wouldn't do it. I really don't want to do it. I'm between all this fucking whining. Let me see here. When somebody writes to me, do you have any advice or tips on being able to successfully separate the everyday stressors from my reactions to my family? That sounds to me like parenting advice.
Yeah, or mental health or whichever. But yeah, either way, he's asking for advice.
I mean, you know, this is a 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18 line message you sent me.
I mean, maybe stop DMing Kirk and talk to your wife. 1, 2, 3, 4,
5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, again, another one. Here's one, another one. This one's the longest one by far. I mean, this is probably 600 words. You know, I mean, and then you do that. I'm just going to, you know, I'm trying not to get angry, but you send messages like that, and then you try and stir the pot, and then I call you out on it, and then you go on and act like you're offended. Here, very simple. Stop listening. That's all. Just don't listen to the show anymore. I don't care. That matter to me. But here's the other thing. Like, when you do that, don't ever, ever, ever ask me for any advice about anything. You know, figure it out yourself.
Yeah.
I don't go, you know, the idea that I would ask, like, fucking Howard Stern or fucking, you know, Bruce Springsteen. I mean, I understand that I make myself accessible.
Yeah.
Or I should say I made myself accessible in the past to people. That's over now. Like, I'm just not going to do it because it just backfires. You can't win. So it's over. That's all.
So I was going to say, I think we're learning the experiment may not have worked. I got a fucking message. This is why I do that TV show that I know you hate, but I enjoyed doing it on Thursday nights.
Uh-huh.
And I get a message from Red this morning saying, hey, just so you know, just giving you a heads up, me, John, and Ned Snark are going to do a Game of Thrones episode. I was like, oh, thanks for giving me a heads up that you're doing an episode without me on my fucking show.
Yeah.
So it's like they've all just gotten ridiculous.
Yeah, I mean, I don't even know. Like, I have no. They're all chasers. And that's fine when you give them a YouTube channel, and you know that's and the YouTube channel, people just do whatever they want. I'm staying out of it. I don't want to know a fucking thing about it.
Yeah.
Do your shows. Do whatever. It's all about yourselves. No problem. I have a contract, and I've decided I will absolutely hold up my end of the contract I have with Barstool Sports. There'll be nothing more, nothing less. I've agreed to Madawaska next year only because we did the eBay thing, so I'll do it. I'll do it grudgingly. It'll be half-assed. I would encourage people not to go to it. In the Wilbur, we've already suckered you in now for this money, dummies. So that is going to be half-assed like you wouldn't believe. You would not believe how half-assed the Wilbur is going to be. That's a promise, as every show from now on will be. When I'm here, I'll try.
Set at the Wilbur.
When I'm here, I'll try. But I'm, you know, I have a deal for 50 minutes, and the show today has been about 45 minutes so far. So you got about 5 more minutes. So we'll do whatever you guys want to do for the next 5 minutes. We can play a song. We can do whatever you. It doesn't matter to me. I'm here to do my 50 minutes. Punch in, punch out. I've learned my lesson. You cannot please everybody. So I will now please nobody except for myself. I will do the show and I will leave and I will not even pay attention to social media. I'll come back tomorrow. I don't know if 10 million people will be listening, 5 people will be listening. Plain and simple, you can't win. You raise money for people, they call you a liar. You have people go on who, you know, I'm just respectful. I won't read these things that people write to me. Then they go on other shows. I don't even know why they're on these shows, going on saying that, you know, I'm really angry at Kirk for doing this. It's just like, why put myself in the middle of that? I'm just not going to do it. I'll just do the show. You know, that's it. And I'll try as hard as I can while I'm here. But the rest of the stuff, forget it. I mean, you know, sell those Wilbur tickets because you lit your money on fire. Those shows are going to be dreadful. I'm going to fucking mail it in. I took your money and now I'm going to mail it in, motherfuckers. That's what I would say.
I've got a parody song.
Yeah, I don't want it. No more parody songs. Dude, I don't want to be, you know, because there are listeners who don't like them. I don't want to make them upset. You know, I don't want to, I'm trying to, you know, why would we do parody songs? There are real things going on in the world. Why would we waste our time
because
with that?
Because the majority of listeners do like it. The 99%.
Well, too bad. I would say then, you know, snuff out that 1%, get rid of them. That'd be my advice.
You know, a Minifan that I have more respect for than ever is Patrick. Just kind of quietly, just does his thing. He's a good Minifan. He serves whatever he's called upon.
He's awesome. He runs a site that when people say that, you know, I'm stealing money. And,
well, you can't blame him for what people say on his platform.
He runs it. He, you know, people, this guy does this. This person's stealing that. This guy, this man caught guy is not real. This kid's not sick. Oh, I have a lot of respect for him.
Absolutely. Well, I mean, that's like blaming you for what your Twitter followers say to Joe Curtatone or something. Most, you know, you can't blame people's followers.
I can't control what people tweet or don't tweet. I don't.
Yeah, like
I don't.
Patrick can't control what's said or not.
Does he run that Discord page?
Yeah, he does.
Do I run Twitter?
No.
Well, then I don't see the similarity.
I mean, you can't blame people for other people's speech.
Does he run the Discord page?
Yeah, he does.
Do I run Twitter?
No.
I don't see the similarity.
But you're blaming him for the actions of other people.
Well, they continue to act in that form in that way, correct?
All right. Yeah, I suppose that
he's responsible for what's on there.
He could cancel them out.
I'm not saying he should. I'm not saying he should, but he allows it, so he's responsible for what's on there. I don't allow... If one of those guys on Twitter tweeted, like, you know, if they call Julie DeCaro the C-word or they... said something to Shirley that was racist, and I handled their Twitter page, I wouldn't let them tweet anymore. If I had control of it, I would say, I don't trust you. You represent me. I don't trust you. So it's actually quite the opposite.
Yeah. Well, I guess he's got his instructions then.
No, absolutely not. There's no instructions. I'm all, God knows, they can say whatever they want, but you can't say that it's the same. It's not. I'm not telling him to do anything. I don't want him to do anything. Let these people do whatever they want. But it's not. It is actually not the same. It's not a good comparison.
We've got a little bit of audio, if you would like.
From what?
Joe Biden tried to do a.
How much time do we have?
We have. We're at 48:30.
We have a minute and 30 seconds.
Yeah.
Okay. How long's the cut?
It's very short. Very brief. All right. It's him taking a listener question on MSNBC.
Oh, I saw this. Yeah, it's not that great. He's responding to the guy. Yeah. You can play it. You do whatever you want. I don't care.
This first question, Mr. Vice President, is from a voter in California. Let's listen to this.
Okay.
Hi, Vice President Biden. My name is Navid.
Hi.
I am from San Mateo, California. And thank you so much for allowing me to participate in this town hall with you.
Thank you for thinking about that.
Poor guy.
I just think it's funny him trying to talk to an audio recording.
He also said if you think Tara Reid
you shouldn't vote for him. I give him credit for saying that. Yeah. At least he's saying don't. Stance, yeah, it's a weird take, but
that was not in the prepared remarks.
Probably not, but I mean, yeah, I guess that's an interesting way of handling it.
That's what I would do. But don't fucking vote for me then. That's
true.
And now he's saying that he doesn't remember Tara Reid, and they're using that as somehow that exonerates him.
Jesus. Unbelievable. What do we got? How much time?
25 seconds.
All right. Excellent. So yeah, the race is a week from tomorrow. Chargerunning.com/Kirk. ExpressVPN.com/Minahan. Drinkhydrant.com. The promo code is KIRK. And SimpliSafe.com/Kirk.
This was pretty reprehensible. I don't know how it can be anybody's idea of humor.